So we've just talked about the spatial resolution of the brain, but there is another very important resolution question, which is related to seeing how the brain changes over time. And this could be called temporal resolution. So if you think of the brain of a human baby, it's very different from the brain of an adult. And that brain changes over time that could be measured in years or maybe even decades. And if you look at an adult and a very old adult, you still see changes in the way our brains work. And again, these are changes that are going on very, very slowly. There are very few techniques, but there are a few, but very few of them that actually allow us to track things over these very, very long times. Largely because over any short period, you don't see any change at all. It's like staring at the hour hand of a clock. You watch it and watch it. It doesn't seem to be moving, but you come back a few hours later and sure enough, it's moved, but you never see it move. And this is the problem for us for the very long time scales. At the complete opposite end of the spectrum is the way nervous system cells function, in which they use electrical signals that pass from their cell bodies out to their processes, out things called axons, for example, and those processes are sending information at enormously fast speeds, a few thousandths of a second, and the whole signal is over, a few milliseconds, as they're called. And there, our problem is the same in that no techniques that we have that we can use with imaging show us those kinds of changes because our time scales are too crude to resolve those fine events. So we have a resolution problem both temporally at the short end and at the very long end. Where microscopy is very good is for looking at resolution changes in the brain that are taking place over minutes or hours. And there we can see, for example, the spines on dendrites. Dendrites are these processes that come off neurons, and they have these little pieces that come off them that wiggle a little bit and change their shape sometimes with activity. And those changes are taking place over the course of minutes. And those we can see quite beautifully. And of course, because we can see them, there's a huge amount of interest in what we can see. And we kind of leave the things that are hard to see for other times to do. For time-lapse imaging over weeks or months, that requires taking a picture in an animal, perhaps, and then coming back a week later and finding the same place and taking another picture of the same area, and then coming back a week later and doing that again and again. And people are just beginning to do that, to see these very long-lasting changes. But it's extraordinarily difficult to do that kind of work.